navigate. Even if you lived in Japan, it was fucking terrible to like figure out where the fuck you were going on that map. So oh, wow. in the the alternate or like sequel of sorts to 4, which is called Apocalypse, the map is completely like revamped. And it's still like a little bit of a maze, but it's way more controlled than it was in the game before it. And it was just, it's like cool to go through like this ruined Tokyo, but it's also this like, yo, where the fuck am I going? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean Ginza? What do you mean Ikebukuro? What where is this shit? Like, and they don't tell you like a fucking direction or anything, and they just expect you to know. Yeah, they just expect you to fucking figure it out, and you're going through, and these demons are picking fights with you. It's like, god damn, dude. Somebody asked which Persona 4 did you waifu? I went with Yukiko, because I like her the most. She has like this sort of blunt autism that I really like. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I really don't. I just think she's pleasant. She comes across as very normal, like very normalized compared to some of the other characters, mm-hmm. which I so like.
You got the wackies. I've actually played 4 myself, so I can't say, but yeah, she seems the most kind of like.
Like down to earth.
Straight-laced, but yeah, kind of like the most. Yeah. Not like the most sensible
like,
character.
Like, I liked her design. I like her general, like, generally the way she acts. She's a fucking dork for like horror movies. She really likes like scary stuff. And she laughs at like stupid shit, and she kind of likes like retarded puns every now and again. I'm like, all right, you know what? This character is nice and fucking normal. She's not a
like
super
a real
detective.
Girl.
Yeah, she's not like a super detective or a fucking like an idol, or she's not like this fucking incredibly loud tomboyish character that is incredibly like. Average for a tomboy character, so I was just like, you know what, I like this girl the most. But yeah, there will be very many Risa is a whore. There will be many differing opinions on that. I just liked Yukiko the most. She appealed to me the most.
When it comes to waifus, like knives will be drawn, sides will be split.
Oh yeah, people get fucking aggressive about that shit. But no, I will be very, very vocal about how much I don't like some of the other characters, so if anybody asks, that is. So which DJ has the worst waifu? Ooh. Probably Kef.
Oh, don't bully Kef.
Fuck, Jesus.
I got enough of that from Bacon on Saturday.
I gotta say this just as a general rule. I don't even know how many people are listening. I feel kind of like bad because the thread quieted down because I'm probably like just going on a fucking tangent here. But I was gonna say, man, for people who like Toho and tend to like Flan the most, there are also people who likely haven't really played the games or beat any of them. Keth has played the games, but I don't believe he's actually like. Beat any of them or got like a 1cc or anything. Like
neither have like, I still like Toho.
I want to say like Flan is a very is like the type of character who really attracts like just people who haven't who don't really like give a shit about Toho. That's kind of the vibe I get. Like if you like Flan a lot, it's probably like it's like calling you it's like you're probably like yeah you're probably a casual or like a secondary. Like, that's the kind of vibe I get. I mean, here's the thing. I always shit on Kath. So this is just, like, a normal thing, but...
Normalize the bullying.
Dude, he's tried to